Feel good. Feel really good. It was good to be back at practice, throwing the ball around. Just sort of we're easing back into it a little bit today, a little more tomorrow, and then rest, do a lot of therapy, continue this thing going, and hopefully be full go in less than a week.
Will you play Thursday or no?
No.
Have you ever gone through anything like that before?
No, this is my first time to go through it. So, but, I mean, you guys here, everyone's done a great job helping me rehab. Get the strength back and get all the inflammation and everything out of it. So it feels really good. It felt really good out here today.
Rusty at all?
No, not really rusty. Just more just getting used to it. I mean, you're repping plays. These guys have been, you know, training hard all through camp. So they picked up that speed. So it's just picking them back up the speed, you know, reading what the defense is doing because everything's installed by now. So there's a lot of things going on. But, no, I felt good being out here. You know, I'll get a little bit better each day and get back up to full speed for myself.
Right now, until you get back up to full speed, are you staying on, like, a throw count for the most part, just not to aggravate it?
I'm sure they're watching it. I don't exactly know what my throw count is. Okay. But, you know, today I don't know how many I threw, but it felt good. There wasn't a moment where, you know, I was like, uh-oh, you know, which is good. So right after this, I'm going to go in and continue the treatment, continue to stay on this. And it'll be something that, you know, I've learned a lot through this experience. So it'll be a way to maintain my arm for the rest of my career.
Do you expect to play on Thursday?
No, I don't expect to play on Thursday. I'm going to continue to, you know, I eased back into it and did some Indy and a little bit of 7-on-7, try to do a little more tomorrow. And I know that Coach Peterson has a plan for me. You know, all the trainers have a plan for me, and I know a little bit about it. So I'll be back to full speed in less than a week, though.
You said that you're learning a lot about your arm and how to take care of it better. Mm-hmm. Like what? What are you doing differently now?
I think the big thing is just, you know, a really intensive warm-up, you know, in the training room. After practice right now, I'll go do treatment, continue to do arm exercises, and then, you know, later today we'll do some other things to, you know, recover it. And I think it'll be, you know, wise for me to do that for the rest of my career so I don't deal with this. And in turn, it'll give me a fresh arm every single day of practice. So, you know, that was sort of the learning experience that, you know, I always try to take something out of everything. So that's why I took out of this experience.
Nick, is there a concern that, you know, if you wait a few hours that there would be a problem, or you believe you're by that, the elbow problem?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to believe, you know, I believe I'm by it. It feels good. You know, you never know what happens, but I feel really good. I felt really good out here today. A big part of it now is just getting the conditioning in the arm. Because, I mean, I just started throwing a few days ago, and it was lighter, and today was more extensive, like full speed. I mean, even 7-on-7. So that's a different drill where your arm's not always going to be in a good slot because of, you know, playing football. So just continue to condition the arm.
And then this is traditionally a baseball injury. Is it the byproduct of how you were throwing the ball, the arm slot, anything of that nature?
You know, it could be anywhere from getting hit on it, wear and tear, playing through injuries. I mean, I think it's everything. I think you're exactly right. I mean, fundamentals do come into effect. And a lot of times fundamentals get out of whack when you play through things. So for me, learning the proper fundamentals for my throw, when do I throw the football and there's not as much pressure on the elbow in that area through the forearm. I think the big thing now is I feel like it's 100%, you know, healed. And I think, you know, beforehand there's things that linger and it's just not going to get better. So guys have done a great job in the training room. Mark and Paduz have done awesome. Just continue to help me rehab this.
In seasons when you've had heavy workloads, has it been more wearing on your shoulder or your elbow in the past?
You know, my arm's always been good. This is the first time I've ever really had to deal with it. I had a little bit last year that it flared up for the first time ever. So it's new to me, but I'm learning. I'm still young. I mean, I'm 28, so supposedly when you're 28, you're in the prime of your athletic career. So hopefully it just stays stable and stays good for the rest of my career.
But the coaches and doctors aren't saying that you need to change your delivery point or anything of that nature?
No, but I mean, I think there's different things that we're figuring out when it's properly, when I throw and like how I'm throwing it, whether it's, you know, keeping the left arm tucked in or whatever it may be, the release point, where we can monitor where the least amount of pressure is on that elbow, and that's what I'm going to try to focus on when I can. But there's times where I got to use my ability and throw from different angles. So,
are you going to need some preseason game time in order to get ready?
Yeah, I'll get some preseason game time. Yeah, and I mean, I'm ready to roll. I mean, I came off the bench last year after sitting for a lot of the season, so I know what it's like of, you know, fortunate to play in this league, but it does help to get into the preseason just to get into that game atmosphere again. And with a, you know, back with the Eagles, this is a new team for me. So just go out there with the guys and step in the huddle and get a little bit is always very helpful. So I'll get some by the end of the preseason.
Nick, is there a particular diagnosis of the elbow, anything medically?
If they want to release it, I'll let them. I'm not going to get in trouble.
is the Miami game a reasonable goal to play?
I would say so. I mean, obviously it's up to Coach Peterson and staff, but I mean, for myself, I believe that I'll be ready to go by then and get in there and be, you know, be fun to be back playing.